Hey folks, this is David Shore from Corruption and Child Protective Services. Now, my last video only got about 3 people, and I don't know what the reason is, but piggybacking on my last one about the Sound of Freedom, which due to circumstances beyond my control, I was not able to see today. But I'm going to see it first thing tomorrow. But I want to hear, it's on the Daily Signal. The title of it is Pedophile Network Doctrines. Tim Ballard issues dire warning about transgender ideology. Now, before you turn this off, just listen to this.
Just yesterday, 2 of the guys were convicted in Ecuador because it led us to Ecuador. A child sex hotel. These pedophiles from Holland and set up, but we'll get into that another time, okay? But the point I'm making is I had to study their literature. This was a political platform. This was a political party. And what I started recognizing is I named them I called it the Pedophile Network Doctrines, okay? They include things like separate children from parents because parents are a bad influence. The state knows best. Sexualize kids. Let them see pornography, 2.
Karl Marx.
3. Take God out of education, because that just gets in the way. And kids, consent. Children can consent to anything. At 12 years old, they should be able to vote. They should be able to do anything. Now, what am I saying here? My stomach is getting sick as I'm reading this. I read this every day. It's the woke left agenda. I'm not saying that they're colluding or talking. It doesn't matter. It's the same dark source. They are pedophiles are sitting back right now going, we've been pushing this agenda for decades. And now we don't have to push anymore because the left is taking care of it for us in America. In America! And this whole trans voice on children. You know, again, I'm libertarian. Adults, do what you want. I'll fight for your right to do whatever you want. Okay? In terms of adults. I'm talking about children. And what they're saying is children can consent to having their bodies filled with a chemical that will destroy the reproductive system. They can consent to ripping apart their genitalia. Like, this is insanity.
Well, folks, that came from Tim Ballard, and he's the one who's the movie is based off of. He's the one that actually seen this. He's the one that read it. So, what are you thinking now? I mean, how much more do you need before finally you realize, hey, wait a minute, this has gone on long enough? Or, I don't know what you need. Sex trafficking rings are happening all over the place. Child sex trafficking rings. The fact that CPS is getting involved. That CPS is doing this. Remember what he first said? Separate the children from their parents? Do they not do that? Tell me, is that not what they do? And if so, remember this thing started in 1601, and they just expanded it and continued to expand it. Now look at it. You got a political party. But he's in, you know, the left. But think about it. Both sides have been found guilty of doing the exact same things. So this election, like I said before, ask questions. Ask questions of both political parties. Ask them, why is it you're allowing this to happen? Why is it this guy Tim Ballard says these things? See what they say. I mean, Tim Ballard is in the system. Or was in the system. And all of a sudden, since he's not, he's a bad guy. Remember, he's the one that checked this stuff out. How many of us would have the courage or the stomach to do the same? That's pretty much what I just wanted you to hear. Tomorrow I'll go see the movie and then I will give you an honest review. This is David Shore of Krupchev Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward. And remember, the government is not your friend. The state is not your friend. And all they want to do is separate you from your children.